Hello and welcome to our program today. We're going to take a little bit of a look at the life of Gypsy Smith and some of the things that he preached. I want to entitle this series, We Should Have Listened. On March the 31st, 1860, Gypsy Smith was born in a gypsy tent. Abraham Lincoln was put in as President of the United States that year. And the Pony Express had begun. They had 157 relays across the country where horses would head out and go from one relay to another delivering mail. Things have changed. The gypsy was converted to Christ on November the 17th, 1876. It was in 1876 that Mark Twain wrote his Adventures of Tom Sawyer. Well, as a 16-year-old boy, Gypsy Smith would begin his adventures as a Christian. He began preaching almost immediately after he was saved, but who would listen to him? Nobody. He couldn't read, he couldn't write. He got himself a Bible and he got himself a dictionary and he taught himself to read and write. He would go out in the field because no one else would listen to him. He would line up turnips and preach at the turnips. Well, people going by with their horse and buggies, they would see this gypsy kid out there preaching to his turnips and they would stop. Let's go see what the gypsy has to say. After that, he traveled around the world preaching to crowds numbering in the hundreds of thousands. It is said that he never had a meeting without conversions. In the Paris Opera House, he had 150 conversions out of what they called the cream of society. He preached a series of messages in Brooklyn. Between 300 and 400 people trusted Christ as their Savior. In a meeting in New York, Mrs. John D. Rockefeller was present. He preached the message on repentance. Let me say that again. He preached a message on repentance. He said, I only remember that they were sinners needing a Savior. And by the way, you don't get a Savior any other way except ye repent. Jesus said this. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. We should have listened to the gypsy. He said, I didn't go through your colleges and seminaries. They wouldn't have me. But I've been to the feet of Jesus, where the only true scholarship is learned. He's pictured here in the middle of the picture. I think it's very interesting. He's very, very famous at this time. But he goes back to the gypsies, and I think it says a lot. He's holding that little puppy there. It tells you a lot about his character. God used Gypsy Smith to win multiple thousands of people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. He was born in a gypsy tent and he died on the Queen Mary on August the 4th, 1947, during his 45th crossing of the Atlantic. We should have listened to Gypsy Smith. He said, I'm afraid that in our zeal to get people into the kingdom or the church, we have lowered the standards. I am afraid that in our zeal to get people into what we call the church, we have been more anxious about heads than hearts. In order to capture, we have compromised and lost. We have been more concerned about filling our church registers than we have about the kingdom. We should have listened to Gypsy Smith. We've developed a slick sales approach to witnessing to the lost. We offer them an incentive. An incentive is something that motivates or encourages someone to do something. We say, would you like to know for sure if you died today that you'd go to heaven? Well, who wouldn't? Jesus never offered an incentive of salvation, and neither did anyone else in the Word of God. Let me say that again. Jesus never offered an incentive of salvation. In Matthew chapter 8, we read a certain scribe came and said to him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Jesus didn't say, great, great, well, we'd really like to have a scribe among the groups here. Just pray this little forgiveness prayer and join the group. His response to the man was, you want to follow me everywhere I'm going to go? The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. We read no more about the man who said he would follow him wherever he went. Then we have the Me First group. Luke 9, Christ asked another man if he would like to follow him. His response was, Lord, suffer me first to go bury my father. In verse 61, we read another said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Christ, his answer was, they were not fit for the kingdom of God. That was his answer. Jesus said, if any man will be my disciple, let him take up his cross and deny himself. And he said, follow me. What's the subject? The subject is repentance. Luke 5:32, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Hey, scribe, you need to repent. Everybody needs to repent. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 7, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. There is no other way to salvation. Repent. Gypsy Smith said, Christ never made it easy. And the man who makes it easy to be a Christian preaches a mongrel gospel. Well, who would do that? Well, Jack Hiles did. He wrote the book, said you don't need to repent. All you need to do is pray this little prayer. Curtis Hudson, who was in charge of the Sword of the Lord at that time, said, that's right. You can still buy his little damnable heresy tract there today that says you don't need to repent. All you got to do is believe. Well, the devil believes and trembles, the Bible says. He said, Gypsy Smith said, the first step. Repentance is the first step. The man who misses repentance will miss everything. You miss repentance, you miss heaven. You pray all the little prayers you want to pray. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Jesus himself said there's joy in heaven over one sinner that joins the group. That's not what he said. Over one sinner that repenteth. Gypsy Smith won thousands to the Lord under the power of the Holy Spirit. He did not use a slick, no-repentant sales pitch to get people to pray a prayer. We should have listened to Gypsy Smith. How quick we are to warn Catholics or cults that just praying a prayer won't save anyone. And yet we think it will save us because we call ourselves Baptists? No. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. We're filling our fundamental independent Baptist churches with people who have prayed a little slick prayer and have never repented. Listen, if you miss repentance, you miss everything. We should have listened to Gypsy Smith.